On a foreboding day in the spring, the tornado warnings were out for this small town in Illinois. Knowing they needed to find a safe place, some folks really ran for shelter into the one basement of a restaurant that was housed in a 100-year-old stone building. What they didn't factor into their choice was the old sandstone foundation on which that building rested. Well, the tornado roared right through the middle of the town, made a direct hit on that building, and it destroyed everything. The building, the foundation, the basement, and 8 people died there that day. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the illusion of safety. It's a sad story. I mean, the people didn't ignore the danger. They knew they had to seek safety, but they looked for safety in a place that looked like it could save them, but it was built on a foundation that couldn't stand the storm. That turned out to be a fatal mistake. A mistake that's made by countless people over the years when it comes to the safety of their soul. And a mistake that has eternally deadly consequences. Whether you look at a highly civilized culture or one that might be considered a primitive culture, mankind seems to know that we got trouble with the one who created us. Every culture has its means of trying to deal with the things our God is unhappy with, trying to get on his good side before we die. A lot of us know that we've got a sin problem. We've done wrong things that could keep us out of heaven someday, and we're right. The Bible says that nothing impure will ever enter heaven. We need to do something to escape the storm of the judgment of Almighty God for our rebellion against him. So we run into a religion for spiritual safety. Our answer to the bad things we've done is to do good things to make up for them. Whatever good things our particular faith prescribes, the meetings, the creeds, the rituals, the ceremonies, the good works, is that all bad? No, it's just not enough. It's not a matter of which religion is right. The issue is that no religion is enough to please a perfect God or to pay the death penalty for our sin. Like those people in that vulnerable old building, we're depending on something that in the end cannot save us. In Romans 3, beginning with verse 10, our word for today from the Word of God, he says, "There is no one righteous, not even one. No one will be declared righteous in his sight by observing the law," which is the highest form of doing good works. It couldn't be clearer. The God you'll face one day has told us bluntly that all our goodness will not make us right with him. Then he explains what will. Righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. Translation, there's no hope in what you and I can do for God. Our only hope is what God has done for us. When his Son paid for our sin on the cross, the moment you abandon your trust in anything else, put your total trust in Jesus, every sin of your life is erased from God's book, and your eternal address is changed from hell to heaven. And that can happen to you today if you'll give yourself by faith to the man who gave his life for you. Don't you want this? To be right with God and know you are? Then would you tell him, "Jesus, I'm yours. I'm not running my life anymore. I'm grabbing you as the rescuer who died to pay for my sin." And then a great next step would be to go to our website. I've tried to lay out for you there a simple, brief way how you can begin your relationship with God and know for sure you have it. Know that you belong to him. That website is anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. Just please don't risk another day seeking eternal safety in something that looks strong but can't save you. If it could, Jesus would not have gone to that cross. Run to him today. He took the storm of God's judgment for you. And Jesus is your only safe place.